How to win a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You've heard that before, right? It's a pretty common phrase in business, and it usually means be patient, don't worry if you have setbacks, just stay in the race and try and finish. And often we tell ourselves it's a marathon, not a sprint, to reassure ourselves that eventually things are just going to work out for the better and our mistakes don't matter. But the best marathoners in the world actually hate that phrase. The best marathoners in the world don't look at the race that way. They don't play a long game. They play a very short game over and over and over again. The top marathoners in the world actually run about a 34 second 200 over and over without a break for 2 hours. Now, if you think about your best 200 meter sprint, you'll know that okay, maybe you can do a 34 second 200 once, but that puts you in a pretty elite class. That's really, really good. Doing it back to back without a break is actually really hard, right? That's like running a 108 400. Still possible, but maybe like that's on your best day. And that's if you have a proper warm up and stretch right before it. And you're sure not doing those back to back. That's running a 208 800. Again, that might be like close to a PR, but imagine doing that over and over without rest for 2 hours. And that's what the top marathoners do. What they don't do is start out slow, get the lay of the land, and tell themselves, oh, I had a bad start, but I'll make it up at the end. They don't say, I'm going to really hammer down later. I'll take my time right now. They don't say, I'm off track now, but eventually I'm going to find my pace. What they do is they focus on the sprint that they're in. They sprint really, really hard. They don't think about the next thing or the other thing or that guy beside them. They focus on progress in their current 200 meter run only, getting across that line. And then when they do, they'll focus on the next thing, but not right now. Ryan Hall ran the fastest marathon by an American ever, 2 hours, 4 minutes, 58 seconds. And the fastest half marathon by an American ever, 59 minutes 43. He trains his wife, who has the second fastest American time in the marathon ever, and he trains his other clients, which is what he does now, but he trains them with sprinting. And once at a race that Hall was planning to run, and he's gonna pace this race at a 4:33 mile, organizers set up a treadmill beside the race course at that 4:33 pace, and they challenged people to hop on the treadmill and just hold that pace as long as they could. Most people, including spectators at a marathon who are runners, could not hold that pace, a 4:33 mile. They couldn't hold it for 30 seconds. The winner held it for like a minute. Ryan held it for 2 hours. These guys, the organizers had to set up safety belts on the machine so that people wouldn't fly off and get hurt, but most of them did anyway. The reason that we work in 90-day sprints in Tinker is the same. Yep, Tinker's a fairly long race. But you don't hit the $1 million net worth or the $5 million net worth or the $10 million net worth mark by thinking, I'll figure it out later. Let me just try and do these 50 things right now. You don't get through it by dabbling. You get through it by focusing on the sprint you're on right now to the exclusion of everything else. Dan Martell once told me, Chris, the reason that most people aren't successful in the long game, and I mean like more successful than most other entrepreneurs, is because they're setting up these side bets. They're not confident that their first thing is going to work out, and so they're trying every single opportunity, every little idea that they have. And most of my calls with Dan went exactly like this. Chris, what are the 3 things you're working on right now? And I'd tell him 6. And he'd say, okay, if you could only work on 3 of these, which would it be? And then we'd cut it down to 3. And then he'd say, okay, if you had to drop one, which one would you drop? And I'd, oh, Dan, I don't want to. I want to start a t-shirt company. I want to start a VA business, whatever. And he would say, okay, now we're going to cut it to 1. You can only focus on this one thing. Put everything else on your someday list. Get it out of your head so it's not distracting you, so you're not trying to remember it. Put it down on paper somewhere. And in 90 days from now, if you're still stressed about this or still excited by it, we'll come back to it and do it then. Deal? And that's what we would do. You're going to make mistakes. In the tinker phase, there's so many opportunities and everything is brand new. You're going to make mistakes. But the greatest mistake that you can make is to try and do five different things at once. You're better to go all in on one thing for 90 days instead of trying to set up two things. I'm going to learn crypto. I'm going to also buy out this other gym. I'm going to start a personal brand. I'm going to add high ticket option. You know, I'm going to invest in this thing. I'm going to do my whole life will and estate plan, blah, blah, blah. The value of Tinker meetups, even if you're attending virtually, is that you're forced to set your sights on the sprint that you're in and get really, really focused without the distractions of everyday life all around you, and then committing to yourself and everybody else in the group that you're going to work on that sprint and nothing else. Sure, you're going to notice that other people are on different sprints, and those are things that you might want to try later. That's fine. But you owe yourself the best chance to win, and that means sprinting hard in one direction right now instead of saying, I'll try stuff and maybe I'll speed up later. That's how you win a marathon, one short sprint at a time.